am on speaking terms with the administrators. I have gotten now some referrals from diagnostic centers, public school diagnostic centers in Chicago, of Southern white children who the public schools thought they had psychological problems, but we're deciding that they aren't really psychological problems. I get cooperation from truant officers. I'm very happy with.
So they will get credit, and they'll be accepted in public high schools.
Sure. When they leave me, it will be the same as, coming from a. Well, there was an article in a Chicago newspaper a week ago, which had an interview with one of the superintendents from the Cook County Board of Education, and he said, as far as they were concerned, I was, approved as much as the Latin school was. You know, the important thing is whether the kids are getting an education or not, and they are.
I suppose it'll be interesting to you, Pat Zimmerman, to hear from the alumni of your school later when they enter public high schools and their reactions to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to think. There's a question in my mind about whether I really want to make a large effort and try and get them into, private high schools. It will all depend on what the situation is like.
Do you have girls in your class, both boys or all boys?
No, we want to start a girls class at some point, but the class I have is all boys.
You say a girls class, or aren't you thinking of a coeducational?
I have thought about coeducational. It may be that the older group will become a coeducational class in another year or so. I don't really see it this year, although I have been talking to a young woman who would be a good teacher, for girls, and who would be a good teacher with me in a coeducational class. I just have to feel my way out in this. Up till now, I have felt that putting the boys and girls together would have slowed things down too much. And what the kids needed during the last year, one of the things they needed to feel was a sense of fast and lasting achievement. And I found that the best way for the boys who were getting into problems to achieve this feeling was to separate them from all the extraneous situations.
You need to hear the different sex matters, so just feeling boy, girl, all puberty periods, this too, always part of it, I see. So you had to keep it as direct and simple as you could.
Right, and I will say that observing the older boys I have in the neighborhood, they seem to get along better with, young girls than, for instance, boys who are in public school classrooms and who still are having the hassles all day long, Maybe they're more assured of themselves.
I'm thinking about your class, the 8 to 10 and 10 to 12, the eight students in your class and the 16. Could you, I know instances come to your mind, examples, I know it's difficult for you to pick it out at this moment, it's much better seeing you in the class, The day begins, and now they're eight. There's a 4-year span here among the kids, 8 to 12. Do you break it up? Are they all taught the same, or what?
Well, when the day begins, usually the first half hour, I walk into the room and very Germanic, I walk in, I'm the old German headmaster. And they all hush up and sit down, and they tell me good morning. And for the first half hour, they aren't divided into distinct groups. And during that half hour, we talk about things that happened after school the day before, or problems they had the day before in school that I've been thinking about, or maybe we'll be planning a trip, or be planning a special event that will happen in the classroom. and we just sit and talk. Although I direct the conversation, I, you know, let people know who is to talk and who isn't to talk and all of this. At that point of the day, there's no real distinction between ages. And children have a way of eliminating that distinction between ages, you know. After that, I usually would go into reading. And at that point, when we go into academic matters, the classroom is divided then into age groups. But even there, there is somewhat of a flow, because I will sometimes, assign the older kids when they finish their work to helping some of the younger kids. So the age groups aren't that defined, you know, except when I am actually presenting work to each particular group.
But the very beginning, first half hour, the conversation, the talk of those you call upon or those you recognize and those who speak, sometimes talk about something that happened to them outside the classroom, too.
Sure. Yeah. They even tattle, which I love, because I learn things that teachers, well, you know, there's a great deal that goes on in neighborhoods which parents don't learn about, which teachers in public schools don't learn about.